So I have a question for you. How do you feel about hope? How do you feel about the idea of hope? The reason I'm asking the question is because I got an email this weekend where, you know, maybe three or four times a year I get an email from somebody who's really, really, really not happy with me. And that's just sort of normal for a person who has a website where, you know, you can press the button and email me directly. And so some people aren't happy, which, again, is perfectly acceptably normal. Except, you know, like I'm a real person with real feelings. And so sometimes these emails get in my head, and this is one of them. So I want to ask you, what do you think about hope? And is it wrong to sell hope? Okay, the complaint was that I was selling sobriety, that I was selling hope, and that everything on my website should be free because I only have a singular experience and my experience is not special and isn't worthy of whatever, and I get it, you know? I understand. Shit, no kidding. I understand her complaint because I am not special and I am a singular person with a singular experience, and I didn't have a very low bottom, and I don't know anything different than other people know who are longer-term sober. I don't have any special powers, except that I have an ability to tell a story, and I think I have a pretty good ability to connect with people. And so, is it fair? Is it fair to use the storytelling and the connecting with people to sell things? And is it fair to sell hope? So I want you to think of the number of times in your life where you felt hopeful, where you felt better, where you felt like this wasn't so bad, this wasn't so hard. And I don't know about you, but I'd surely pay money for that. Haven't you ever had this feeling where, you know, like you've got the stomach flu and you think, oh my God, if I could just pay $100 and make this stop, I would so pay. And I've been to Weight Watchers in my 20s. And I remember telling people, because at first I was a bit embarrassed that I was going to Weight Watchers. And then I started telling people, look, if you could pay money to lose weight, wouldn't you do it? And isn't the diet industry in general, all of it, the six-pack abs, the P90X, the Weight Watchers, the books, isn't that all selling hope? Maybe everybody should give away. If you found out how to be thin, maybe you should give it away. And you shouldn't charge for it. You should just help everybody be thin if you've got the thing. And I don't claim to have anything. So is sobriety like weight loss? In that we can be helped from the outside to do internal work. I mean, let's be fair. Part of her complaint, and she went on to describe it in the email to me, was that really nobody can get sober for anybody else. The same way that no one can get thin for anybody else. We are in charge of taking the first drink that would provoke a relapse. Nobody else makes that decision for us. And so nobody else can get sober for us. The same way that no one can lose weight for you. I agree. I agree entirely. I don't think that my personal philosophy is to sell sobriety. I think I sell glitter. I think I sell cheerleading. And maybe that's the same thing. Maybe it is. And maybe this is a self-indulgent audio and maybe nobody gives a shit. But I wanted to think out loud about the idea of hope. And what is the matter with selling hope? Or what's the good thing about buying into hope? Like, don't we all want to think that it gets better? That it gets easier? Don't you want to hear from somebody? I do. I want to hear from somebody who has longer-term sobriety than me that where I am now is great, but oh my God, it even gets better than this. I want to hear that. I assume that you want to hear that. You want to hear something encouraging, positive. You want somebody to acknowledge that what you're doing is hard and shitty and grim, and then it's great and wowie and pink clouds. And you want somebody to say, why am I talking about you? I want somebody to say, you're doing a hard thing and it's worth it. And do we sometimes pay for that? I think we do. Like, really? Couldn't we argue that all therapy is paying for hope? Couldn't we argue that certainly all the diet stuff is? I mean, in a really crass and shitty way, isn't going to rehab paying for sobriety? And isn't the person going into rehab saying, Jesus Christ, take all my money, I just need to feel better? What do you want? I'll give it to you. Please, I need to feel better. I guess I'm talking about this today because I'm sensitive to this subject, but also I feel like I personally have benefited so much from the hope of other people that I hope I can continue to do that. I do. I hope that... How many times can I say think or hope in this audio? I think, I hope I can think. So, let's talk about this, shall we? What does sobriety look like, and can someone sell it to you? What does bravery look like, and can someone sell that to you? What does courage look like? I don't think, in fact, you can sell these things, frankly. I don't think you can. Like, if there was a transplant for courage, you'd just buy it and you'd, you know, poke it in your head and off you'd go. But when somebody else tells you, truthfully, that you actually have courage in you, you just don't know how to activate it, and that if you do this and this and this, you can activate courage, and then you go, shit, she was right, I can, I do have it in me, holy Christ, what else is in me that could be activated that I didn't know about? Because I think that sobriety is a self-help tool that helps us do other things. I'm not even convinced that sobriety is the end of the goal. Like, it's a goal. I get it. It is a goal. Some, you know, a year of sobriety is a goal. But it's a goal so that other things can happen, like feeling better about our lives, getting more things done, reducing the amount of shame and guilt that we have, feeling positive about our future, feeling content with the kinds of decisions we make. I think sobriety is a tool that gets us that, or at least makes it possible for those other things to happen. I mean, if you get sober, do you become a lawyer? No. But if you get sober, do you go back to school in the evenings and finish your degree? Well, I can say with some certainty that getting sober makes those other things possible. Is it possible to go to law school drinking all the time? Of course it is. Is it miserable and hideous and way harder than it has to be? Does it feel like climbing uphill with your fingernails? Could it be easier? Yes. If you remove the booze, are some of these challenges just easier? Yeah, for sure. Absolutely for sure. So is sobriety a tool that we use to open the top of our heads and figure other things out? I think it is. At least it has been for me. I'm going to stop saying I think. For me, it has been. Because I personally don't self-identify as an alcoholic, which I guess is my way of protecting me, or it's some convoluted thought process, nonetheless. But I do think that I was a numaholic, and I do think that in being a numaholic, I prevented lots of other great things from happening in my life, and that once I got used to doing the world without the numbness, I figured out a bunch of stuff, and that makes it easier to figure out more stuff, and then your little courage engine builds, and your little snowball of hope starts to roll downhill and gather momentum and gather size and speed and girth and magnitude. And I just know that, for me, if somebody tells me that it's going to get better, I believe them. And then if I have a little bit of that experience, I believe the more. I mean, think about the placebo effect. The placebo effect is you take a pill and think it's going to work, and your brain activates something, and then you feel better, and you go, that's great, and then the doctor says there was no drugs in there. There was no medication in there. Your brain did that. And thank you to Rebecca, my apprentice, for sending me a link about the placebo effect. Turns out that things like the opiate center in our brain can get activated by thinking that it's working. It turns out that they can reduce symptoms of Parkinson's with a placebo effect. And so let's just say, for the sake of argument, that me saying the longer you're sober, the better you feel, the first part is shitty and then it gets easier, you're not going to regret being sober every morning when you wake up. You're never going to wake up in the morning and think, I wish I had overconsumed alcohol last night. That is never going to happen. Let's just say I say all those things. And let's just say that that activates some part in your brain that goes, huh, maybe that's possible. Oh, I had that experience. Maybe she's right. Maybe this is going to happen for me. Maybe I'm not so broken and fucked up as I thought I was. Maybe I'm actually not broken. I have the ability to fix myself. Maybe what I need is some encouraging and cheerleading and motivating and external glitter. I mean, this is sort of like saying that football players don't need coaches, or I'm not a football player coach. But it's sort of like saying that we don't need anything from the outside, because all the work has to be done from the inside. And, like, isn't it possible that we need both? Isn't it possible that the football player, the Tour de France cyclist, needs a team of people to support them, to train them, to help them be their best? But I get it. On the day of, it's the guy has to dig deep and figure out how to pull off a win. But can you be taught how to dig deep? Can you be taught that you have it in you? I mean, I have to say yes. And I have to say that Tony Robbins has made a living being that guy. Being the guy who can stand at the front of the room and say, you can walk across fire, and then actually make people walk across fire, and then say, look, see, you can. Wonder what else you have in your head that is a belief that you have about you that isn't true. Because if sobriety, if it's taught me anything, it's that some of the other obstacles that I have in my thinking are also movable. Let me say that again without stuttering. If sobriety has taught me anything, it's that some of the other blocks that I have in my head are movable. It's like my podcast before about swallowing cement. We think our thoughts are A plus B equals C. We think we believe this because this thing happened to us, therefore. And sobriety, for me, has given me this unusual vehicle through which I can figure out other things. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you get sober and you don't figure out anything afterwards. Let's just say that that's you, and that AA calls that a dry drunk. I would still say, don't care. Doesn't matter. Still better than being a drinker. Let's say you get sober and you solve no other problems in your life. Still better. Because really? Okay, here's the truth. I shouldn't say truth, really? Here's the truth. The truth is that if you're sober, you will argue less. You will spend less. You will cry over spilt milk less. You will be more compassionate and empathic when you see other people going through grim, shitty things. You will have less shame and guilt and self-flagellating behavior. You will have more of some things and less of other things, simply by being sober. If you then choose to pick up some of these other bits and figure them out and solve them and look for solutions and realize that these other bits in your life aren't permanent obstacles, maybe they're also movable, all the better, frankly, all the better. And if you don't, I'm okay with that too. Like, really? That's it. I mean, really, is that all I have to say? Is this even an audio about hope? Can you sell hope? God, I hope so. I wonder if I could say it without saying the word hope. Can you sell hope? I think so, and I think I'm buying it. How about you? Talk to you again soon. Okay, goodbye! Oh, and P.S., you are under no obligation to agree with me. In fact, this should open a dialogue and a debate, and you should email me back and say, stop selling hope. It's not working. I'm open to that, too. Okay, goodbye again!